Oh man, we knew that we wanted to come here and get a win. We had to get back on track and play football the way that we know we can. Obviously, you had to deal with some elements and all those fun things, but at the end of the day, it says win or loss. So we knew that it didn't matter what happened, we had to find a way to do it.
Talk about the highs and lows at the end, the fourth down play, and then right after the play, what's going through your mind?
Oh man. It's just that's this game. like that play right there just has been the last couple weeks for us. We see the ball hit the ground, you see guys dropping all over the place. Then I start yelling, there's a flag. We get another chance and we go win it, and finally we won today. And it just feels good, man. It feels good to win again and, have a week, where you won a football game. Yeah, I mean, I hate that kind of stuff. I hate when that stuff happens. But Tony and I both, it wasn't like we were, trying anything different or trying to do something, to make that happen, obviously. And we just had one of those things that happens. Yeah, I just saw a whole bunch of bodies start dropping. Because of how much time and effort we put into this thing, man. What we do to our bodies during the week that people don't even see, just to get prepared and ready to play a football game, especially this late in the year. And so I could understand why he was so upset. But at the same time, I saw the joy on his face perk up when he saw the yellow flag. Yeah.
Does that make it feel much better, to win a game like this?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, we've won a lot of games a lot of different ways since I've been here my last 2 years. And, when you do it like this, it feels good. But in general, winning in this league feels a lot better than the other. it just any way you can do it, it just feels really good.
Emerson said his team couldn't afford another loss. They couldn't take another loss.
Yep.
What does a win like this do for this team in this type of win?
Oh, it just shows us, that, we're doing things the right way. We get our message from coach. The captains distribute that message throughout the week, and we just keep rolling. And it shows us that what we do works. What we're doing and what we believe in, all that stuff, it works. You can win in this league with the way we're doing things. But now we just got to continue to get, sounds cliche, but get better at doing it each and every week. You got to be. You got to do it consistently in this week, and it doesn't matter how you feel after a game. You got to get back up, win or loss, and get ready to do it again. And so, as long as we can continue to learn, how to do that and how our coaches are teaching us, and do it consistently, we'll be all right.
You guys have a lot of success throwing the ball down the field, especially with Steph. That's something we haven't seen the last few weeks. Was that important to get back into that and get the ball down the field?
Yeah, we got some looks where we could have those chances. They gave us some looks where. We could take some shots, and they made plays. The wideouts made plays. And you got to think with the rush, pass rush that they got too, you got to think the O-line's got to hold up. A lot of stuff plays into all that. And, my job is easy. I just throw it up to those guys. And, they go get it. And, those guys made a lot of plays, but we got looks, to do those kind of things today.
We saw you in the locker room how proud you were of Seth Roberts. This guy is. Six catches, 113 yards, two touchdowns. What impressed you the most about this guy?
I feel like he could have had 200 if he didn't run backwards before the half. I felt like the dad, taking the ball, telling the kids to go inside when I need it. I love that guy, man. He's done such a great job. He's like the hero story, He's caught, what is it, two game winners now. It's a guy that's undrafted. First day we throw routes, it didn't look as pretty as we wanted it to. But the guy has consistently worked his tail off to make the practice squad, then to make the 53, to be the starting slot, and now he's making game winning catches. I think that Disney will write a movie about him someday.
Did you guys see a matchup you like with him today, or is there something the defense gave you with him?
Yeah, they did give us some looks, some opportunities to get him those balls, obviously. But, we do like Seth in the slot. He's so quick. He's so fast. he adjusts to the ball so well. And a lot of those throws down the middle, you know, if he doesn't even get his hands on it, those are hitting the safety in the chest. And, you know, people are booing me, so you got to give him so much credit to, you know, playing that slot position and doing the things that he does down the middle of the field and in and out and then going outside and doing things. It's not easy. What he does is not easy. So he deserves a lot of credit for the plays that he's making. Yeah, you know, now that, you know, we're past this game and he had a good game, to be completely honest, we didn't think anything different. We didn't, you know, change anything. We didn't say, oh, we have to do this. That first play, they happened to give a look where the ball was supposed to go to him. If they wouldn't have, I would have went somewhere else. You know, it just, with Coop, man, he's the same guy every single day. You know, he's his quiet self. He'll make jokes every now and then, but he's just going to work. And so I'm happy for him, though, you know, because – he's been putting the same amount of work in the last 4 weeks, or the whole season, but you know what I'm saying, the last 4 weeks. And today it just happened, you know, to make plays that way. So I'm just happy for him.
Some of those throws were pretty risky.
Yeah.
What are you thinking when you make those? Are you trying to make up for maybe past mistakes, or are you just not thinking of making the throw
again? No, they look risky, obviously, and to be honest, they probably are, but – I trust my guys to compete for the football. I do. And I know as long as I can put it in a vicinity where they can make a play, that they're going to fight their tail off to make the play for me. I told Andre Holmes at the end of the game, that ball that I threw up to him, you know, when we got the holding call, I went up to him and I said, hey, man, I appreciate you not letting him catch it. And that's a big thing to me. You know, and I always let them know that because I'm always going to give them chances. I'm always going to give them chances. I tell them every week, I'll give you chances, to be on SportsCenter. You know, just don't let me be on the not top 10, for some of the decisions and throws I make sometimes. But they've done a great job of making plays. A
couple more for Derek.
What do you think of that broken tackle by Seth to get that first touchdown? That was
unbelievable, right? You know, how do you stay on your feet? I went through my read, checked it down to him. I was like, okay, maybe he'll get, all right. We'll take a touchdown, off that. So, I mean, the guy's a really good athlete. You know, obviously you could see that.